Alrighty, it is now the tail end of day 4, and today Dee Dee actually showed up, but she showed up an hour early, so I recorded her already, and I'll cut her into the episode so it'll sound to all of you like she's actually here, at least for a bit. And Tori is here with us today. Ben is not able to make it. He got swamped by work today, but he sent in a report of no words. However, Tori and Kitty and I are here, and so Tori, what was your day like, and what was your words like?
My words, just under 500, so...
That's not bad.
Not terrible, at least something. It's been a day, as I feel like it's just been that day for everybody so far. It's just been...
Blueberry muffin was the highlight
busy.
Of your day.
Oh, it was the highlight, that was wonderful. But yeah, I mean, around 500-ish. Nothing too groundbreaking, just trying to do a little bit of filler around this scene, the one particular scene, / scenes, that I've been working on, so...
Hey, you're putting a plural on scene, that's promising.
Yeah, so, yeah, just trying to, like, start in the middle and then kind of work my way out, map my way out from there, I don't really know. But cool. It seems to be going okay, which is better than not at all.
A lot better than not at all.
Yes, so... Happy.
Cool. So your total today was 570 words. How about you, Kitty?
Today's been a crazy busy day. I'm packing for a trip out of town in a couple of days. So I kind of got to writing about, an hour and a half before we started recording. And I got in about 300 words, and it's mostly... filler and expanding what I've written before. So it really didn't feel like I wrote very much because I was adding interstitially, and it ended up maybe half of a movement of a scene after I left it last night.
But here's the good news. You're both doing what's called cycling. As you're starting off on a new day, you're reading back what you've gotten and you're getting into the story and touching things, and that's helping you sink your teeth into it. That's a really good way to work because it gets you back into the scene, and it also gives you the effect of writing multiple drafts at once. So when you get to the end, you don't have another draft to do. So if you're both having that experience, my advice would be to keep doing that and just try to do longer sessions so you can push further into the white space. It's a good way to do things. I also just got to work about an hour and a half ago, so I've got a very poor word count for me today, which is 758.
I'd love to do 758 words.
I know. I'm like, can I do that?
You will. By the end of this month, you'll both be doing days like that easy. But yeah, I also had a day of packing and organizing, and Kitty and I spent 3.5 hours working out publishing schedules for this year, all stuff that needed to happen. But I am really starting to get into the gestalt of this story, and weird shit is happening.
Can we have, like, an example of, like, weird shit?
Oh, well, let's see. I'm 2 chapters in. I've already got deep history, ethnic violence, and strained social mores, and slime that grows a millimeter on the street every day, and so the main character has to pressure wash his front walk every day when he gets home from school. He's got to wear basically an encounter suit when he goes out because the air is still so acidic. The last chapter I wrote, he got this massive acid burn on his arm because he got in a scuffle with members of rival ethnicities, and they were not well scrubbed of the acid they had accumulated walking outside. So it's dark and interesting, and yet somehow still child-friendly, or at least teenager-friendly. So Dee Dee, tell us, what was your day like?
I got 714 words today, which made me really happy because I honestly didn't think I was going to get any.
Excellent.
Yeah. I was like, okay, yes, I was sick this weekend, but that doesn't mean I can't jump back into it, so.
How is the novel going? Have you found a stride? What interesting creative problems are you wrestling with?
Getting myself not to edit as I'm writing is a big part, you know, just getting into a flow of writing. Because I consistently sit down and stare at the screen and go, okay, where am I starting? And it's not like I don't know where I want to start, but it's like when I look at the screen, I can't remember anymore. And so getting into the groove of actually writing and then not stopping to figure out what comes next, just letting it flow. And I think some of the problem that I'm having is just that I haven't done this as much recently. And some of it is that I overthink it. I think I did pretty well this morning because I wrote right after I got up.
Before your brain was all the way awake and could get in your way.
Yes. Yes, exactly. That seems to be the best time for me to write. What I have done is I have rescheduled all of my alarms so that I'm getting up earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I figure if I give myself 3 hours in the morning, then I've done it. I've done all my words for the day, and I did it before my mm-hmm. judgment-y brain has woken up. One of the things that keeps coming up in my editor brain is trying to make sure that I have reasons for the things that are happening in the beginning, and I keep having to tell myself that that's not necessarily true, that I can just write it and then figure that part out later. So my brain doesn't want to believe me.
It's totally true, though. All right, well, I guess that does it for the episode. Here's hoping the word count climbs the next few days. And until then, we'll see you tomorrow. Get on with those words, guys. NaNoWriMo is ramping up.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian, and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license, and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.
Support this podcast and keep us going. Go to everydaynovelist.com/support to join up.